This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome to all of you who are joining us today. And today it is Lunch with Meredith and Felice again. It is the first Monday of the month, and you can always count on listening to us live at Vintage Homeschool Mom. So if you're listening to this in the archives or on iTunes, we welcome you to listen to our show live and join us. And if you have any questions, you can post them in our chat room. Well, today I have a special co-host, and that is Meredith Curtis. Welcome, Meredith.
Felice, thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you, Meredith, because it's always so much fun and the time just flies by. You can find Meredith and her blog as well as her books at MeredithCurtis.com, as well as the Media Angels books, and that is at MediaAngels.com. And you can also find Meredith's books. We're getting more and more up on the shopping cart as time goes by. And there is a special link for Meredith's books. All you have to do is go to MediaAngels.com, click on the books link, and then there'll be a little button there that has Meredith's books. And also, Meredith hosts a show. She's part of the production team for the Finish Well radio show, and that is also found on this network at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.com. And you can visit that show as well and be on the lookout for the schedule, which is posted on the website, so you can see when her shows air live and you can join them as well. And that show is geared for teenagers and young adults, and is, you know, amazing how many people have really been blessed by that show. So it is, you know, a great ministry tool if you have a friend, you know, who maybe thinks Christians are dull. All they have to do is tune in to Finish Well, and they'll find out that they are not. Right, Meredith?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, gosh. Well, Meredith, today we are going to talk about giving gifts that won't break the bank, as we just finished, you know, the Thanksgiving week and, you know, launched into Black Friday, as it's called, and now Cyber Monday. So many people are trying to find great deals, and, you know, a lot of times people end up overspending. So today you and I are going to talk about some practical ways to keep your money in the bank or not spend nearly as much money as you would on some of these things that the secular world just makes us think that we have to have. Because we know as Christians that the main purpose of Christmas is keeping Christ in Christmas. And, you know, I always loved those little magnets, Meredith, that people had that had a nativity and it says keep Christ in Christmas.
Oh,
and I finally bought one this year. And then I found out that the back of my car is not doesn't have a magnet part of it. I don't know why. It's funny because the kids were supposed to put it in the back, and so now it's on the side. So it's where the gas tank is. But I have a very nondescript Yukon Suburban-ish type of vehicle where there's like 12 silver ones in the parking lot, so now I can always find mine. But, you know, it is our focus is the Lord, and I know you guys do a lot, you know, to make Christ present to your family. So let's start today by just sharing a little bit about, you know, maybe a family tradition that you do with your family, and then I'll share what we do at the beginning of the Christmas countdown.
Awesome. Well, I usually take the week of Thanksgiving because my family has always spent Thanksgiving with my dad, And now that Kate's married, we spend Thanksgiving at her house. So I have that whole week to kind of tear everything apart because there's no church meetings. And so I decorate and get everything really beautiful. And then once everything is set up, the first night of December, we start our devotions. They're not supposed to start till later, but we find with our big family, there's so mm-hmm. many of us that we don't get to have them every night. So, and then Mike goes out and hunts for a tree. We put it up. We have a special meal and night where we decorate. And again, we have make sure we have devotions that night. And then throughout the Christmas season, we are always, you know, once we have our presents wrapped, we put them down. We try to do little things like the shoebox, although that's due in November, but try to do little things for other people. And we do a lot of baking and we do a lot of singing. And if you can download our Christmas devotions for free. I think you have them on your site.
Yes.
Please. And then I have them on powerlineprod.com. And you'll see there's songs. Every time we do the Bible reading and the devotions, we sing several Christmas carols. So my children know all the verses of all the Christmas carols, and we really have a good time singing. And then on Christmas Day, we have this very long where we read a verse and then we sing a Christmas carol. And one time someone was spending Christmas with us, and they said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know families really sing together." You know? But that's really fun. And I remember last night we started our devotions and we were singing "Joy to the World." And I had, you know, Rose was singing harmony and Mike and Juge were doing the echoes. And I thought, "Oh my goodness, this sounds beautiful," you know. But when we first started singing when they were all little, it didn't sound, you know, like musically excellent, but it sounded even more beautiful, the little voices. So music is a big part of our Christmases too.
Oh, that's wonderful. And also on the Finish Well radio network, you can see they have a radio show called Jerusalem News, and they went back at the time of the birth of Jesus, and it's the Christmas story through investigative reporters. So it's super cute. So you'll want to listen to that with your family, and that's another great tradition. You know, to do is find some great, you know, things that you can do as a family, and that's what we do. And ours is the Advent wreath. We start that the first Sunday, you know, as a countdown to Christmas. And there are four candles three candles that are purple, one that is pink that is lit the week before Christmas, and then the white one that is lit on Christmas Day. And there's a series of Bible readings that go along with that, and like the first verse in John was the reading for last night, which I absolutely love. Every time I read it, I have shivers. And so, you know, we start with that and have different scripture verses that we read in anticipation for the coming of the Lord. And also, you know, purple historically signifies, it does signify royalty, but it also signifies sorrow. And so we always think of Advent as a time of parties and cookies and all of the things that go along with that. But it really is a time of realizing what, you know, God did for us in sending us his son, which is a joyous event, but also what we know what is coming, you know, that our Lord did go through a lot for us. And yeah. So, you know, it's a reminder. And then each one in our family chooses something that we do as a family, you know, almost like a Lenten type of thing. But it's more on the, again, on the joyous part of it. And that is, you know, like just giving of themselves for others. So, you know, it's within our family, because I always think it starts in your family first. Like a lot of people want to go on the mission field or go feed, you know, the hungry or go, you know, do all these things, which are great. But I think a lot of it needs to start in our particular families. And then with that outpouring of love, you can serve and minister to others. And then we also have a giving tree at our church. And so we've all picked out different tags, and my children pick out children their ages or close to their ages. And our pregnancy center also is one of the ministries that our church sponsors. So I have a pregnant mommy to buy for. You know, I got to buy newborn diapers yesterday.
Oh.
You know. So, and then some, you know, baby clothes, and then something for the mommy, and just stuff like that. So that, you know, pregnant mother will get something, you know, anonymously, of course. But it's just, you know, a nice reminder that this isn't all about, you know, what are you getting or what is on your list or that kind of thing. And so it really is. It just gets us into that whole, you know, Christmas holiday, you know, and in the real sense of what that means. So today, Meredith, you and I are going to go through our list, and we're going to start with you. So what are some things that you do to give for gifts that are not ridiculously expensive?
Okay, well, the first one is Christmas napkins and pillowcases. And these are both very easy. You look for sales on Christmas fabric, and a good time to buy them is, you know, like this weekend, Joann's had Christmas fabric on sale. Sometimes you can find Christmas fabric on sale, like right after Christmas when they have those big sales.
Right.
But a pillowcase is just a yard of Christmas fabric, and you just iron it, fold it in half, and then iron the seam real good, and then you just stitch up the two of the sides, and then, you know, do a hem at the top, and really, really easy for even people who don't do much sewing. And we bring out Christmas pillowcases at Christmas, and we put them all over the couches. So when we're watching movies and stuff, we're laying on the Christmas pillowcases, and, you know, it's just a kind of really fun and relaxing month. But they're also really fun to sleep on a Christmas pillowcase for the month of December. So I had a friend who made me some, and hers were a little bit more elaborate than mine. But I found that with Christmas fabric, you can even just do something really simple. And the other thing involves Christmas fabric, too, or plain colors, red or green or burgundy or, you know, deep forest green.
Mm-hmm.
But, and these are napkins. And for these, you do need a serger. And many of you probably have a friend that would let you use a serger, because these just take a couple of hours to do. Like a whole set of them. And what you do is you figure out the size that you want your napkins. They can be the normal, like, you know, 12 by 12 squares, or you can make them a little bigger. I like to make mine pretty big. And then you, of course, iron them real good, and then you just serge around. You cut them into the size you want, make sure they're all the same. Then you just serge around that square of fabric, and it makes a nice little binding hem. And I have made napkins for myself and for my family, and I still have friends. My aunt, I made napkins for her in the 1990s, and she still has them, and they're still beautiful, you know.
Wow.
So they last a long time, and they're a really nice festive gift that you can pull out every Christmas. So those are two ideas, and of course they involve sewing and serging, but really simple sewing and serging.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Even I could do that, and I don't. So I did a podcast in November, which is called Holiday Planning and Holiday Decorations. I did a three-part series on homeschooling through the holidays, baking ahead during the holidays, and holiday decorations. And what I do, because I don't sew, and Annie's the one who makes the pillowcases, Meredith. So, and that's a great gift, even with, you know, characters or When the kids are little, we take a pillow and we'll take, bigger pillows and you can divide them. Now you find smaller pillows that are reasonably priced, and Anne would give each of the little kids their own. When mommy said that they were ready for a pillow, you know, usually it's after a year, then she would make them their own little pillow with their pillowcase. So every Christmas, she usually gives them another pillowcase, and then for their birthday, they get a special one. So, you know, that's a real fun thing. But with the napkin rings, with the napkins, I use real napkins, and I talk about how I interchange colors. But with what I did was I found wooden dowels, and I also found clear shower curtains. So at Christmas time, I have the clear round. Like, they're super cheap. You can get 12 for, like, $2. They're the clear plastic ones, you know, the ones that break and that don't work really well, but they're great for napkin rings. And I just take really sparkly ribbon and I hot glue. I glue one little part of it and then I just wrap it all the way around and then hot glue the other end, and I use my burgundy napkins that I've had for years, and I use the napkin ring, and it's really pretty, and you can give those as gifts as well. So
there's a
little addition. Yeah, but since I'm more of into the hot gluing than the smelling. And then my first gift that has worked out really well, you know, people give gift cards, which is great, and you can do that, and even without, you know, spending a lot of money, you know, now they have some gift cards that are $5 and things like that. But I loved when my kids would give me gift cards with a promise. So it would be, you know, and I could use those gift cards whenever. You know, it was like one of those get out of jail free cards, you mm-hmm. know, which you get for. But like, you know, doing the dishes or washing my car or vacuuming, and it had to be like not something that was their specific chore. But I loved that because, you know, like Annie would give me neck massages, you know, which I don't need as much anymore. There was a time when I was just doing a lot of stuff, and, you know, it just was great whenever she would walk into my office. You know, she would always come up and give me a massage while I looked at her papers or did something like that. So one year she gave me, like, she made them really pretty and cut them out, and I had 12 of them, you know, for times when I needed that. And it was just fun. You know, it's fun to get those kind of gifts. And all it is, you know, something that you're giving to someone that really wants that, you know. And it really was great, especially for little kids who don't think that, you know, my grandkids always want me to take them to the store to buy something for their mom and dad. So one year I helped them make those, and we did it on the computer, and they printed it out on cardstock, and we found a cute box and, you know, things like that, so we could go to the dollar store and get a really pretty little box so that, you know, there was something that they were buying with their money, and then they could gift their parents. So,
aww.
You know, so it's, I call them gift cards with promises. I think as parents, you know, we like gifts like that because it just is something special. And you have another one on your list, and what does that mean?
The next one I have on my list is family night in a box. And I did this the first time where I was in Walmart, and they have that big dollar bin of movies. I don't know if they have the dollar bin anymore. I don't know if it's more.
I think they're $5 now, but we were able to get some movies for $4 at different places. So yeah, they've gone up in price, but it's still. I can tell you haven't been shopping there.
I know. Which
is good.
You know, I am terrible. I do everything. I do all my shopping online. I hate to. As I get older, the crowds are harder for me. But so anyway, this one year, I just found all these really inexpensive movies that were really wholesome and really good. So for the families that I shop for, I made a movie, a family night in a box. And I got these popcorn buckets, the kind that when you get the really big popcorn at the movie theater, I got one of those buckets, and I put in the movie, and then I put in some hot chocolate mix and some homemade cookies and some packages of microwave popcorn. And see, for the whole thing, I went and I got a big pack, like, you know, 30 packages at Sam's. So it wasn't really expensive because I bought it in bulk and then just divided them up. And that was really a nice gift to give. And to kind of go off that, you can do like, you could get a game and do kind of the same thing, like, you know, a game and then some drinks and some things to eat. And again, it's just, and you could put it in a basket or a pretty box, but, or even a gift bag. But the point is, it's, you know, it's basically giving an evening of fun and fellowship to a family. And I think that is really special. And the games don't have to be like fancy. They can be checkers or hi-ho cheerio or, you know, and so that is something that I have really enjoyed giving. And to kind of go on with that, you can do a lot of things in a basket, or, you know, you could give a pedicure in a basket or a manicure in a basket and just put the little things that you need for that. And if you're always on the lookout for, you know, little things, you can end up picking them up cheaper. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. These are the kinds of things that people think, you know, they have to buy them already prepared, and you don't. Because if you do them yourself, a lot of times, not only is it fun, I think it's fun, but also it is, you know, great to have that, you know, personal touch where you can write a special note or you can do something that makes it special for that person. So I think that's a wonderful thing, Meredith.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, and my next thing is, let's see, where's my list here? Okay. So I have date night and special day trip. So living in Southwest Florida, we are, I think, what, it takes us 6 to 8 hours, depending on how many times we stop, to get out of Florida. So it's really difficult for us to take trips, especially with my husband's business. So we always looked at day trips, and I remember one time even buying a book, which is really inexpensive, and I think you can still find them. Probably look online. At one point you could get them at the library, which is where I found them, but it had different trips you could take in Florida, and it broke up the state into, you know, different quadrants, so depending on where you lived. So when the kids were littler, we did some really fun things that they liked, like we went and saw a vintage train, or we went to a smaller museum and things like that. And then as they got older, we added camping to the mix. So what we did was we would give that as a trip, and so or as a gift. So last year, that was the family big gift, as we called it, and that was, you know, ticket to a local. Well, it wasn't local. It was about 2.5 hours from where we lived, but it was a park. So we could use that ticket, and if we went more than 2 times, we already paid for the ticket. And, you know, I bought a set for Christina's family, too, my daughter, so it was great that I could go with the grandkids. And, you know, they didn't think it was that great of a gift on Christmas Day, but afterwards they really appreciated it. And, we're going to take a year off and then, you know, maybe do it in the future, you know, again. And, you know, that was really fun. And, you know, sometimes those are a little bit more expensive, but when you break it down into how many times you use it, it really isn't. And then it saves you from getting a bunch of stuff that, you know, that nobody really wants. And the other is date night. I give my husband, it's almost like that could go up with the gift cards with the promise, but, You know, one time one of my friends and I were talking, and I said, you know, it's really hard to buy for Jeff because he wants things like socks or underwear. You know, it's like, really? It's just, you know, how boring is that? But, you know, he works in construction, and he does home inspections where you're a little bit, you know, neater than the construction. You know, he's always coming home with, you know, even if he's just supervising, you know, chalk dust or dirt or whatever. So he likes the white socks to be white. And so, you know, she said, well, you should give him a card that says, you know, date night. So I did that. And we had one date night per month. And it didn't necessarily have to be going out to dinner. It could be, you know, going, there's a chapel that's open 24 hours, and it's just really quiet, and you could go in there and just have time to pray. And so I would take him out for ice cream afterwards, you know, when he was teasing me, or he would say that to me. He goes, I'll take you for ice cream. Like, I was a little kid that needed bribery, which, you know, ice cream always gets me there anyway.
That's cute.
But it was just fun. And you know, those kinds of things, when you're buying for a family, it's just, you know, much less expensive than having to spend, you know, $10 to $15 or even $20 per person. And if you're buying for a family that has littler kids, the littler kids often get in free. So if it's a museum ticket or something like that, you can look and see what their, you know, their ages are. And that's always fun. And, you know, my daughter and her husband would do that as their family gift to each other. They would buy tickets to the zoo. And so, you know, they would go, and that's really close. It's about 40 minutes from where they live, about 30 minutes from where I live. And, you know, my kids are a little too old for the zoo, but their kids loved it, you know, and it was a big outing. They, if they, you know, finished one of their books, they all got to go to the zoo, you know, maybe take a day off from schools that week and get to go. Doesn't that sound like fun, Meredith, when our kids were younger and we could do all these little things? Brings back memories. But just that was a fun thing. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a minute for a couple of more ideas from both Meredith and I.
I'm a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy Team, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at TruthSeekersMysterySeries.com.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am the host of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today with me is a co-host, and that is Meredith Curtis. And today also, you can find some great specials on the MediaAngels.com website with Meredith's book at 50% off. So if you are listening to this podcast in the archives, one of the things you may consider doing is signing up for our e-zine and visiting our website and signing up to receive notices like this. So we have sales throughout the year, and that will ensure that you don't miss any of these great sales that are happening. Well, Meredith, we were talking about, you know, gift giving and ideas that people can do to, you know, as we're the proverbial, you know, not break the bank. And one of the things that I wanted to share with our listeners is if they go to the Vintage Homeschool Moms .com page and scroll down, you will see a link that says Gift Giving Secrets, and that contains the podcast that you're listening to now, as well as the show notes. So it has the list that Meredith and I have been sharing with you today, as well as links to the website and the books, and also Meredith's Christian Christmas devotions, which are Christian. Okay. Well, Meredith, what is another great thing to give as a gift? And I know that is on Annie's list. She's been sending me links from different places to buy her those things. So share what those things are with our listeners.
Very glad to. One of my favorite things in the entire world that's not living and breathing is books. And they are living and breathing if you love them. And so books are a really big part of my Christmas giving. The commercial we just heard is about Felice's books. I've actually given those books as Christmas gifts. Very well appreciated and received.
Aww.
And but I really enjoy giving books. And one time I found a set, an incredible sale on a set of books, 30 books in the set of the writings of the early church father. This is going back to the first, second, third century after Christ. And so that was a really great, you know, resource thing for my husband to have in his library. And so that is something I really, sometimes I do spend a lot on books and get a really good copy or something that's a rare book. But a lot of times I'm able to find very, books in very good condition at places like Goodwill or used bookstores. Mm-hmm. And when Kate was sick with her pregnancy, I could not keep up with all the reading she could do. So, you know, I was hitting used bookstores and picking up, you know, 10 murder mysteries and bringing them home to her. And so books are just a great gift. And they're one of my favorite gifts to receive. And I've always, one of the reasons I like to give books is because it teaches children that books are valuable and special.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
and,
I love that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's from picture
great.
Books to classics to inspirational books for your Christian, you know, life to, you know, more literature, good literature, fun literature, anyway, books.
Yeah, and it's funny because I had a really hard time finding good books that are appropriate for the kids, and some of the Christian authors also write the murder mystery type of things, and that's what Anne is reading right now. And they even, excuse me, had it at the library. Like our phone, nobody calls our home line except the library to tell us with their electronic voice that, you know, your books are ready to be picked up. And I'm thinking, really, you know, how many books are you getting? So I kind of had to put a stop to some of that so they could get some of their school books read. That were on my literature list that were not getting read. So my kids are smart. They get those done really quickly, and then they could go back to some of their other fun reading books, which, you know, makes me really happy that they like to read because it does so many good things. I was always a reader, but it really helps your vocabulary. And, you know, I found when I started blogging, Meredith, I couldn't write the way authors normally write, because writing for a blog is different than writing for a book. You know, you use more of the colloquial language in blogging. And so I had to keep, you know, thinking of a different word, you know, than what I would normally write because I was so used to writing books. And one of the things I wanted to share when you mentioned the bookstores, Mary Jo Tate has a show on our network, Flourish at Home, and she is a bookaholic. You know, she goes and scours places, and a lot of times she'll post on Facebook all of the great books that she's found along the way, you know, different series, older series that she's looking for. And like she likes certain authors especially, and some of them are out of print. So those are great finds at the bookstores. So, you know, a great thing to do, especially if you have someone who likes a particular type of book, you know, it's a fun thing to be able to find something that, you know, that you can't just pick up, you know, online or somewhere else. Another place Anne finds good books, it's called goodreads.com. And she finds some of the books that are out of print there. So if you haven't checked out that site, I'll also put that on the show notes page.
Oh, good.
I'm writing myself a note here, because a lot of times I'll say something like that and I'll have people email me to remind me that it's not on the show host page.
Oh,
write that note. Okay.
Well, and also Dover Publications has inexpensive books, but the thing to keep in mind is their thrift editions have very tiny writing. So when you're buying a really cheap book, make sure that you check the size of the print when you're buying for younger children.
Right. And we're looking at it right now.
If it's too small, they have a hard time reading.
Right. That's true.
Reading it.
Yeah. And I'll have another link with some good read alouds by another homeschool mom, Susan Marlowe. I published her book on writing and publishing, writing for kids. And it's called Reach for the Stars. But she wrote a really cute series of books for, about 8 to 12-year-old girls. And then she wrote a boy series. And even my granddaughters love that series of books. Like, their parents read it to them as a read-aloud, and now they can read it themselves. And you know that they're wholesome because, Susan is a Christian homeschool mom, and she's the author. So she's written several in that series, and I think it's Gold Rush, but I'm not positive. So I'm looking on my shelves frantically right now as I pull that book out of my mind, and I don't have them because I gave them to the, she just sent us another, we get some advanced reader copies, and I believe I gave that one, Michael reads them first and then he passes them along. So it's really, but I'll put links to Susan's site here. And my last thing, surprise, surprise, Meredith, is baked goods and homemade goodies. So
yes.
Probably no surprise there. But one of the things I did, and I was really inspired, usually when we teach, Meredith, doesn't it turn out that when we teach things to other people that it just reminds us of things that we should be doing or we have done in the past and should do them again? Well, that's what I did before Thanksgiving. I had a week where I really worked hard, and we did a lot of baking ahead. Thanksgiving Day was really relaxing. My dad always makes the ham the day before. My sister-in-law makes the turkey the day of. It's gotten to be our tradition the last 2 or 3 years. And so I make a baked lasagna, and I don't bake it, but I have it all ready. Well, not only did I do the lasagna for Thanksgiving, but I also did it for Christmas. Yay! And it's in my freezer, as well as a smaller one just for our family. So I'm happy about that. And then we did a lot of bread baking, and I make cinnamon rolls that I give as gifts, and I make them in like smaller round cake, like a 9-inch cake pan. And then I unmold them, you know, like they kind of stick together. And I can give those as gifts, and they look really pretty. Because you like the ones that are loose on the cookie sheet, sometimes they don't look as pretty, but my family doesn't really care how they look. They just like to eat them. So it was really fun. Christina came, and she spent one night with the kids. It was really fun. My son-in-law had a weekend of a thing he had to do, and he wasn't getting back until late at night, and he even agreed to spend the night. So they were here all day Saturday, and then they spent the night Saturday night, and then they were here all day Sunday. And so we really got a lot of things done, you know, together. And she was really appreciative, because with the little one, it's, you know, sometimes difficult to do all the things that she would like to do. And then one year we made those gift glass jars that have layered ingredients for cookies that are really pretty.
Yes.
The only thing I would say is if you do that and you're doing chocolate chip, save the chocolate chip out like in a baggie, because it doesn't mix really well. So they look really pretty to see those little chocolate chips layered. So what we ended up doing was putting them in like a little Ziploc baggie, so they still look pretty, but you can pull them out and then mix up your mix. But you could do that with a really pretty ribbon. If you're into crocheting, someone gave me one time where the lid of the mason jar turned into an ornament. Like, how cute is that? So what she did was, you know where that flat lid is on the mason jar? She embroidered, or not embroidered, cross-stitched. And it says, Merry Christmas. And then she put a little hole where you would put the little loop to hang it on the tree. And in the meantime, it screwed down on the cookie mix. And I think it was hot chocolate she gave it, like a hot chocolate mix, which is super easy. You know, cocoa and sugar people, for those of you who say you can't cook, you know, that's a yummy homemade hot chocolate mix. And then you just put the little recipe card on the side. You can add a wooden spoon or a mug. And, you know, those, if you tried to buy those at the store, you're looking at about, you know, $15 for something like that. And you can make it for a couple of dollars, you know, especially if you get the mason jars. After here in Florida, you can pick those up at, you know, local stores for really cheap after the summer. And I know in some other places it's after the fall, you know, you can find those because people are done with their canning and then the stores just want to move their product rather than putting it in storage and bringing it back out. So those are great, great gifts that you can give and people love. And people love it when I give cookies. I don't do as much anymore because it got to be overwhelming, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't do as much anymore, but I do still do the cookies for the family. And that was the other thing we did, was we did all of our cookie dough, especially the kind that you roll out, like gingerbread, sugar, the little, they're called different things, snowballs or tea cakes or wedding cookies, some with nuts and some without nuts to please everybody in the family. And
aww.
So, and then also a peanut butter mix that, like, it's so super fattening and so not good for you. But it is peanut butter and powdered sugar and vanilla extract. And I think I have those recipes on the one I did on I'm Preparing Ahead. And so, and there's a blog post that links to that where I gave you that recipe on my blog. On the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, just click on the blog link. But those are super yummy. And so that is in bags, but smaller amounts. So we can take one little bag out, and then I made small amounts for Thanksgiving, which I normally don't make cookies for Thanksgiving. But the little kids don't like the apple pie and the pumpkin cake and whatever else, you know, the adults like. So they really enjoyed the cookies, and that was a big hit this year. So, and then when you want to make them again, you're not having to do everything, you know, make the big mess in the kitchen, and then also the cleanup and everything that goes with that. But, well, it's so fun to hear your ideas, Meredith, and also, you know, get some ideas. I love your idea of a popcorn bucket and things like that for movie night, because we have a couple of movies we're giving as gifts. But I'm going to add, I'm writing a note here, the popcorn bucket as part of it, because I think that's such a cute, you know, way to make it even a little bit more special.
Well, I think that, yeah, and that's the whole thing when you get a gift. And it just is very special like that. You know that someone's thought about you and planned for you, like your homemade goodies and all of that. It really makes you feel loved. And that's really our goal, you know, with giving, to make people feel loved. So I think that I love all your gifts, too, and I think they really extend a lot of love at Christmas. So I hope I was going to say, I hope that you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Aw, you too, Meredith. You know, I'm sending you a hug. I don't get to see you as early this year because you're finished well. It's going to be in the summer, because usually I come see you in the end of January or February, so I'm going to have to wait quite a while, so we'll have to figure out a way to be able to get together. Meredith only lives about three and a half hours, I think, Meredith, from where I live.
I think it's about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just with both of our schedules, it just gets so hectic with our families and our extended family that we don't get to have as much time together. So this is our time, isn't it? To be able to get together and
really
talk and
nice.
Share.
Yes.
Well, I love it. Well, and also for those of you who are wondering what Katie Beth is having, because last show Meredith was in a hurry to leave to go to the ultrasound with her daughter. So are you going to share? I did get a text that told me what the sex of the baby is. So are you going to share that with us today, Meredith?
I would love to share that. And my daughter is having a son. And Katie Beth and Zach have already named him Russell Caleb. So if you are listening and it's before April 2015, please keep the baby and Kate in your prayers. And appreciate it. We're very excited to meet our grandson.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's kind of cool if they told you the baby's name, because a lot of times people won't. But I think it does give us, you know, a handle on, you know, being able to pray for him. So I'm really excited about that. Well, listen, I have so enjoyed this time, Meredith, and our time is up, but I look forward to our next time, which will be in the new year. So I look forward to spending time with you next year and continuing on with our lunch with Meredith and Felice. So God bless, Meredith. Thank you.
God bless. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.